talking to us about his, you know, how their vegetable farms and, you know, during COVID, what happened with them, and they had to, you know, slow down production. They're like, well, we're just going to grow tobacco then. And then it was just like, they got into that, and man, that dude has just gone on from there. So
why don't you tell us about First Harvest a bit more?
Yeah, let me tell you about First Harvest. Okay, so First Harvest and Second Harvest were just that. So they released the Second Harvest.
Working Seven Harvest.
So the Second Harvest was released in 2024. Now, these are 100% Puro of only tobacco grown on their farm. And from farm to seed, their process for these took about 3.5 years. And once it was rolled, they aged them another 6 months. So we don't have any information on binder, filler, wrapper, because that's all proprietary. But, man.
They are declared Puros.
Yep, they are Puros.
Yeah, so that means all the products in this are from the Dominican Republic.
Right. Thank you for that.
Would it be safe to assume that they're also all from the Natura farms?
That's our understanding.
The greenhouse farms?
Correct. I would think so.
Cool. They are all from the greenhouse.
Unless they got good donkeys on the other side of the mountain.
I love this First Harvest. And the Second Harvest, I liked it a lot, but I had a little bit of issues with it as well. But let me hear. I'd like to hear what your guys' thoughts are before I give mine.
For me, the First Harvest was my favorite out of the entire lineup. I think that they absolutely crushed it.
Yep.
And I think if that's your introduction to a brand, like it definitely sets the bar high. But you know, no bad comments about the First Harvest for me. It also kind of cool that they didn't have any of you know, it was a limited release, but they had enough to share with us. PCA round two for them.
Yeah.
So just super kind of them to offer us the First Harvest to be able to compare to the Second Harvest,
right.
Which was a really cool smoking experience.
Absolutely.
One versus the other. You don't really get that linear experience, I don't think, with a lot of other cigar brands. So a really, you know, singular experience from Natura Cigars.
Rich, what'd you think?
I had the opposite. I thought the Second Harvest was a lot better than the first for
really?
Me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to come back to that comment in just a second.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, welcome back to Sip, Suds, and Smokes. Today we're going over Natura Cigars in our smoke segment. And we were just talking about the First and Second Harvest, and Rich was telling us some pretty bad news, I think.
Bad news, huh?
tell me some news.
No, I just, for me, my experience with the Second Harvest was superior than the First Harvest. I think the First Harvest, when I smoked them in order, I did the First Harvest, and then the next day I did the Second Harvest. But the First Harvest seemed a little muted.
Really?
For my taste. The burn was okay. Had a little bit of issues with it. But the Second Harvest, I really enjoyed. I had some spice, had a little bit of sweetness.
Okay.
You know, yeah. I thought you were...
No, I'm just stretching my...
I know.
The thing is, Barger reached out with his hand as he said sweetness, and Barger gestures towards him, and he's like, whoa, hey, man.
What? I'm not going to hit you.
Not on my boundaries. Watch today.
Boundaries.
Yes. Don't worry, Brian. I'm not going to hit you.
This is a safe base, Rich, okay? Yeah. We're in the studio,
that's relative,
man.
That's relative, right. Mike.
I know we're in the basement, but this is a safe place,
we'll
okay?
See. But, right. Yeah, no, it's that and what else? I was going to say that the flavor profile was definitely unique. It was like I was tasting something and some things, but I just really couldn't place them. But they were very interesting. And I almost wonder if we're getting some of the, you know, I don't know if this is legit or not, but the previous crops of vegetables, if you get some flavors from that.
You getting some celery in there, boy.
I'm getting some onion. I feel
onion. That's what was
stuff up in the air with you know, pollination or whatnot.
But it was definitely interesting.
One tobacco plant, one carrot, one onion. Next.
What do you think?
For the Altura First Harvest, my first words were very tight. Kind of earthy, touch of spice, a little bit of wood, just a wee bit. That's about that much.
we got a scale on wood now.
Yeah, trimming the branches off a little bit here.
I was exhausted from the tight draw. Mm. And when I write that in a note, I have been sucking and sucking and sucking and blowing and sucking, and I'm just, if I am exhausted,
can you show us the doll? Yeah,
I am telling you.
Point
I know this is a safe space in the basement, but I was exhausted, okay? I don't know what my safe word was that day, but it probably was Barger sucks. So, you know, there was a bit more spice at the midpoint. I did not like this overall. I would
Which
not
one, the first
back.
Or second?
I'm talking about the first.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and, you know, after reading more about this, I think that I was coming to that, you know, conclusion of, you know, I think the marketing was getting ahead of, you know, the cigar itself. And I don't know, there was just some part of me going, I don't get it. I really don't. Hmm. And I, you know, was going, okay, well, maybe at some point in time I will get it, but not today. So, okay.
Well, the first harvest for me, I got to smoke another one because they sent us some, aside from smoking one in 2023. And man, it was consistent. I had great burn, great draw. The flavor was still there. And one of the things I noted was the difference between the second harvest and the first harvest. The second harvest was a super oily wrapper. Like the wrapper on that was really oily.
I have very different notes on the second harvest.
Yeah. But it was good. It was a good oil, like a. I don't even know. I'm not gonna throw another brand out there
because like they're oil or
motor oil.
Yeah. No, I'm talking like, you know,
olive oil,
strawberry.
Yeah, 0-20
pink oil,
about 10-50 maybe. You know, but
upper body oil.
The oils in the first harvest were not as prominent as the oils in the second harvest on the wrapper, just visually. But man, the first harvest had that flavor. It was just complex. And I think that's what drew me in, was the complexity of it. I'd never smoked anything that tasted like that. And it was, I really enjoy it. Mm. So what are we going to give the first harvest? Give it a 4?
Magnificent.
Now on the second harvest, what are we going to give it here? What do we do?
Hey, well, listen to my notes and then maybe I'll be the splitter. It was sweet and complex. I had some more fits with construction issues. Mm-hmm. See, Rich, you were not the only one. Lots of canoeing. So very thin draw, hints of milk chocolate and vanilla spice and mint at the midpoint. Was a very interesting DR Puro. It paired very poorly with the Ron Isalco 18 rum that I had. So it was way too sweet all the way around with the two.
Put a sweet rum together.
But if you guys want to chat it up a bit more before we, rate it,
I mean,
I just felt like, you know, especially with maybe some of the construction issues, was it just felt like it needed a little bit more aging. That was my opinion.
That's a good point. So, and that was something that Alex even brought up to us. He said, hey, I'm going to give you guys these second harvest here, but what's going to happen? You need to set on them as long as you can before you smoke them, because they've been kind of, you know, rushed. Maybe not rushed is not the right word, but they need a little bit more time.
They pushed them out quickly.
Yeah.
To make the PCA.
Yeah. And so but anyway, we'll go ahead and give it a 3. I'm interested in trying it again.
I'll take more of them.
Yeah, if because it was a very distinct flavor. Now, on the next cigar, good old boy Mike's going to tell us about the fifth anniversary.
We have some brief time to cover the fifth anniversary. I'll tell you the wrapper is Dominican, the binder and filler are proprietary. Here are my notes on the anniversary. Quite a bit of cedar up front. Maintain the same cedar till it turned. Creamy and some toasted nuts, like walnuts. The Pennsylvania filler was, again, unique and not the typical DR Puro. Turned on the band, which I thought was a bit early. It felt really great in the hand. Good construction for this particular stick. I really love all their branding. These embossed bands were really gorgeous. Mm. So,
the branding is on point with this company.
Maybe one more person and then let's rate it.
Yeah, what do you think?
The cedar note all the way through, hands down. Not overly woody, but that like fragrant, nice kind of oily cedar.
I agree.
Through the fifth anniversary.
Yeah.
And I think this was the third one that I smoked in the lineup and got me really excited to finish up.
This one burned the best.
Hey, this is fours across the table here.
Yeah.
I definitely agree that the fifth anniversary is... the first harvest and the fifth anniversary were really pushing.
I really like the anniversary a lot. I would go back to that.
I think with a little bit more time, second harvest will be great.
Mine was great.
Yeah, but you know, I definitely want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in. Again, this is Sip, Suds, and Smokes on our smoke segments, and this is good old boy Barger, and to my left, good old boy Benjamin.
Smoke him if you got him.
Good old boy Mike.
Hey, thanks for joining us on this episode today with Sip, Suds, and Smokes. Check out our other episodes on our back catalog. I will ask you to keep on sipping.
And good old boy Robert, get back in the corner where we put you.
Yeah, please. Robert, come on now. No.
Good old boy Rich.
Don't take our word for it. Go out and try these things for yourself.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. If you care about our opinions, then go smoke what we like.
Do you think them donkeys work well at 45 degrees at 4,900 square feet?
I think everybody should at least give everything a try.
What's the square footage?
Give it the old college try.
What's the square footage on that?
I mean, instead of using square feet, if I use the square alone, does that mean it's like 3,300?
This is good old boy Barger telling you to keep on smoking, folks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
With degrees and doubt. CJSF Radio is climbing to new heights, and we need your support. Fund Drive launches next week, and your donations will help us rise higher and reach further.
Ultimate takeoff. Their mission is to discover the long lost world's friend. With the universe as their limit, they're destined to shatter all borders. But they'll need power from all of you to unite this world. Once and for all, for the good of mankind, something must be done. Are you ready?
Let's unite forever. someone or know of someone who is affected by vision loss? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind. From technology training to public awareness to, most importantly, peer support, these are just a few services they offer to help their members achieve their full potential. Come see how we can raise their potential more by visiting ccbbcyukon.com.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU Burnaby.
We see just what we wanna see. Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs, interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures, public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.